to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. French authorities say they arrested two suspects in connection with last week's Louvre jewelry heist, and that one was arrested at a Paris airport Saturday trying to leave the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is at the foreign desk.
This robbery taking just 7 minutes, and we recently learned that investigators were analyzing DNA and fingerprint traces recovered at the scene, as well as on items dropped as they made that daring escape on motorbikes.
President Trump's in Malaysia. That's the first stop on his trip to Asia, where he took part in a signing that expands a ceasefire agreement between Cambodia and Thailand. He also announced a 10% increase in tariffs on Canadian goods. That's in response to a TV ad in Ontario that featured former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Hurricane Melissa keeps getting stronger, now Category 4 strength, expected to reach Jamaica late Monday or Tuesday. Officials there are urging people to seek shelter. This is ABC News.
Reminiscing with Rodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. In the lead up to the Sunday night football game between the Packers and Steelers, I had a chance to ask Aaron Rodgers about a funny photo of him in the back of a red pickup truck holding up a case of beer on their way back to the stadium one day. He talked about that and his days in the golf cart with David Bakhtiari.
You got unmuted, Mike.
What was happening that day, and talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the shenanigans and pranks. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Coming up this hour, Billy Currington is going to share with us some great life lessons that he's learned over the last 10 years. And we'll find out why you might want country artist Kelsey Hart to cut your hair.
Rise on up Sunday morning, John Ritter on the radio. Stories of inspiration, gonna get you on the go. Don't tell God your great big problems, tell your problems about your great big God and rise up.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks.
breaks. I hope she never breaks. She don't drink whiskey much, but I do.
Rise Up Country, hanging out with Billy Currington. Went back in the studio after 10 years and recorded a new project, King of the World. Now that you've been recording music for a long time, how is this project different for you?
Well, just like anything, you know, you do things enough, you grow, and you look back at things that, like even sounds or reverbs or all the things that I should have said on my first couple albums that I would have liked to have sounded different. Might have been a little scared back then. Might have been a little intimidated, like, I'm not supposed to do that or something. I'm just supposed to be the singer, the songwriter, and the producer's supposed to do all that. But once I finally, you know, decided, like, I'm going to start being more a part of how this comes about and say my feelings. And I don't know, just it got way better and more of what I wanted. And so, yeah, I just learned how to speak up.
Here's one of those songs that makes me laugh every time I hear it, especially that last verse. God is great, beer is good, and guess what? People, they're crazy. Here's Billy Currington.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics. Blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good. People are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew. What all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Thank you. You're listening to Rise Up Country. Today we're talking about working to live and not living to work, and realize you have to take time out for yourself and enjoy life. Do you have a story you want to share with us about it? You go right ahead.
When I was 19, I got a job at a huge corporation. Worked all the time, worked till midnight. Well, I worked there for 8 years. I had a family, and we had 2 rental properties and a house of our own. We got an extra job each, so we were working full-time and part-time both, and we were just killing ourselves. And finally, my husband and I sat down and talked, and we're like, is it really important that we keep these houses and we keep killing ourselves and working, or is it important that we watch our son grow up and be involved in his life? And I was making the most I'd ever made in my life. But I was so unhappy and I was so miserable and I never got to see my son. And I said, you know what? It's not worth it.
You know, you're absolutely right. I'm a guy that wears 3 hats, and there for a little bit you were making me feel a little guilty. Listen, that's some great advice. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Here's a brand new one by Eric Church, all about the hands of time, and don't let them slip away.
Detroit Bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a sing in Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now just fine. I'm doing alright. We ain't as young as we used to be, we're young and high. It's so easy when you listen, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. Hand on the hands of time. Jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church pew, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back and black shimmy all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? Looking back, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. There ain't nothing wrong, yeah. We ain't as young as we used to be, but young at heart. It's so easy when you listen, loud guitars and words that rhyme. Hand on the hands of time. Hand of trying to hang on as the song rolls like gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the God.
Go to the Rise Up Hope Line.
Hi, John. Just wanted to give a message of hope. Me and my better half, she didn't think she could get pregnant. I didn't think that I could ever have kids again. But on Friday at 5:09, we were blessed with a baby girl, and things are just going beautiful. She's everything I've ever wanted in my life, and she's made me a much better person. And I thank God every day for her and our baby.
You swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
that was Jordan Davis with Next Thing You Know. Rise Up Country coming up next. I'll be talking with Kelsey Hart. And I'll give you a little hint. Here today, gone tomorrow. He's going to tell us how he ended up in the country music business.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up. No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Oh, 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 Ozempic. Oh.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today. A high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight. Low in the mid 30s. And more sun on Monday. A high in the mid 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's 32 degrees.
Hey, y'all, this is Garth Brooks.
Hey, this is Morgan Wallen.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson. You're rising up with my buddy, John Ritter.
I'll be back in 2 minutes with more of your calls.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they're paying for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up and the cost of healthcare, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Just apply by October 31st, and they'll waive your new member fee. You're saving $100 right off the bat. That's just the start, obviously. The typical family saves up to $500 a month after making the switch. And MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $9 billion in medical bills over the years. It's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second. If you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings too. Here it is. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, this is Justin Moore. Have a little fun Sunday morning. Rise up with your radio. And my pal John Ritter.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Justin Moore, This Is My Dirt. Hanging with Kelsey Hart on Rise Up Country. And man, I read this in the bio and I couldn't believe it. You had no intention of ever being a country artist. Go ahead and tell that story.
So, started out singing in church, you know, as a kid. And then fast forward a little bit, got out of high school and started a band in my hometown. And it kind of all started just playing locally, you know, doing that kind of thing, and still hadn't at that point, you know, the guys in the band are playing. I hadn't picked up a guitar at that point. Around then is when I started barbering too. I was barbering in my hometown and wasn't busy, you know, as a new barber, and picked up a guitar around the barbershop, just, you know, trying to learn how to play, and, you know, that's kind of how it got going anyway.
Well, one of my favorite lines I always use, here today and gone tomorrow. Here's Kelsey Hart, Fireworks.
Are we doing this again? 'Cause girl, we're drunk, it's 2 a.m. And you know how hard it's been for us to say no. And why do we keep trying to spark the thing that broke both our hearts? When the morning comes, we're back to up in smoke. But we light up the night again. Ain't that the problem with fireworks? Fly so high, but end up right back in the dirt. Then run on back to light that fuse and never learn. Who are we to think we can play with flames and not get burned? 'Cause girl, we time's the last time till I get a whiskey, you get a red wine, I'm buzzed enough to call. With that, I want you, I need you, then we go.
John. This is Doug. Hey, I wanted to share something with you in the spirit of being thankful all the time. I was in church, kneeling down, praying, and my prayer was all directed to, Lord, please help me with this. Lord, please give me that. Through it all, I realized that all my prayers were selfish. So I asked the Lord, Lord, thank you for all you've given me. Please always help me remember to be thankful. So as I'm kneeling there, I look up on our hymn board. The first hymn was number 51 in our Holy is the Lord book. So I finish my prayer. I sit down. I open the Holy is the Lord book, not turning any pages. I open it directly to number 51. Give thanks. I've never forgotten to give him thanks since.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God.
Couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours.
Hey, John. It's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
So, me and my father were in kind of a predicament. He had lost his job. We had a four-bedroom house. We had to give it up. We lost everything that we had except for one backpack of clothes each. Thank God for my grandparents. They let us move in their house for almost a year. And then a friend that he hadn't talked to almost 5 to 10 years called him out of the blue and said, dude, they're looking for drivers over here. Go put your application in. He went over there, put his app in. They hired him the very same day. And 10 years later to the day, we got everything back plus more. Thank God we're in a better place and we don't have to worry about anything more, because we know if we look to him, he'll deliver exactly what we need.
Having that attitude of gratitude, that's what it's all about, isn't it? So how do you find inner peace? Well, I'll give you some great pointers coming up next.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
98Q. You Country.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Hi, everyone. This is Keith Devin.
Hi, this is Chris Young.
Hi, I'm Reba. John will be right back with more of your calls.
Attention retirement savers. A major U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And a billionaire investor warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/beat.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
This week's Jumpstart is the traits that I think all of us should have. It says if you can start a day without caffeine, if you can always be cheerful, ignoring aches and pains, if you can resist complaining and boring people with your troubles, if you can eat the same food every day and be grateful for it, if you can understand when your loved ones are too busy to give you any time, if you can take criticism and blame without resentment, if you can conquer tensions without medical help, if you can relax without alcohol, and if you can sleep without the aid of drugs, then you probably have grown to have inner peace, or you're the family dog. You know, when I saw this story, I thought of a song recorded by the Bellamy Brothers. Lord, let me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am.
I try to get up every morning with a smile and apply the golden rule. But sometimes that old devil tempts me and I go acting like a fool. Dear Jesus, I keep trying to be perfect, but I'm just a mortal man. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Sometimes I go to church on Sunday with Saturday's whiskey on my breath. But I keep praying and promising to quit before I drink myself to death.
my dog thinks I am. I know he's just a mutt, but he don't judge me when times get pretty hard. He fetches my Bible, buries my liquor in the yard. I can feel your love inside me, Lord, and I know that I'll be coming home someday. When I do, I pray you'll find a pair of wings for old Jake. Now the preacher's been real good to me, but I know who's really been there in the jam. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Dear Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country.
Hi, Don. It's Michelle.
You got a story you want to share with us today, Michelle?
Yes, I want a lot of the divorced women and men out there to know that if they turn it all over to God, He will find the right person for them in their life. I was going through a terrible divorce and an abusive husband, and I finally forgave him for everything he did, and God has rewarded me so richly. He's put a man in my life that is the most wonderful, loving person you could ever meet.
I've been gone too long. I've been waiting on a drummer to kick off a comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire building up a little while, and when checked the wire, sure enough it's live. Trying to stop.
That was Luke Holmes, Back in the Saddle. Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. So where do you go when you want to just live and feel free?
Yeah, man, I was just going to let you know the place that I kind of go that brings me back to neutral, and it can't help it, is the Gulf of Mexico. I'm a lure maker and a fisherman. And some of the things we see on a daily basis out there and just out of sight of land where there's nothing but horizon clouds and water, I mean, there's no way that you can deny that there is a creator, there is a maker, there are no atheists on the Gulf, really. I mean, it's tough to be that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, whale sharks,
yeah,
300-pound turtles, stuff like that. It's just, you know, see things that there's got to be a creator, and that's you know, ultimately where I get back to neutral.
Seeing God's creation is a pretty big deal, isn't it? Good morning. I hear you've got a story all about an answered prayer. I want to hear it.
I have a colt that was born with EPM disease. It's a disease that's a disorder of the back, their back legs, and sometimes they come out of it and sometimes they don't. So I had to give her medicine for about 6 months and had to stick her with one of my little miniature donkeys just to keep her calm and not run with the other horses, because every time she tried to run with the horses, she'd fall. And it's just the saddest thing in the world. She just wanted to and wanted to, but she just couldn't do it.
Right.
So with me going outside and brushing her and listening to your great show and just asking God to make it work, she's running in the pasture and with the rest of the horses, and it's just a great old story.
Wow, what a beautiful story. I can picture it in my mind. What a blessing. Thank you so much for calling. Coming up next is the Rise Up Stars and Stripes Salute.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hi, this is Kane Brown.
Hey, y'all, this is Justin Moore. John will be right back with more of your calls.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
With stars and stripes and eagle fly.
Hi, this is John Ritter back with the Rise Up Stars and Stripes Salute. Today we're saluting those who are serving and those who have served. And this gentleman has a lot to be proud of.
Good morning, John. I'm the youngest of six, but we call ourselves the Piercy Five because my father was in the Army, my oldest brother was a Marine in Vietnam, my next brother was in the Navy in Vietnam, my next brother retired from the Air Force, and I was in the U.S. Coast Guard. So we covered all five services in one family. But the thing that does it, every time we'd get ready to go, my grandmother would come out on the porch, put her arm around us, she say, "You just go do what you got to do. Grandma's home praying for you." It brought us all home, John. And I've had numerous cousins in the military. We've never lost a military person in the family while we were serving.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly, let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Well, that's it for me, John Ritter. Special thanks to Billy Currington for being on the show today with us and for reminding us we all just need to make sure that we enjoy life and slow down a little bit. And Kelsey Hart, for sticking with country music and not being a barber. You know, if you like these kind of stories, you'll find more of them on the Rise Up Country podcast, wherever you download your podcast. Well, you know what time it is. It's time to load the kids in the car. Make sure you're all wearing your seatbelts, and I'll see you in church.
When you're lost and feeling lonely, you don't know where to go for help. When your heart feels dark and empty, you're sinking lower trying to save yourself. Just let go of your fear of falling, hang on to your faith and hope. 'Cause when you finally hit rock bottom, there's only one direction left to go. You gotta rise up, rise up, be a better you. You gotta rise up, rise up. There's nothing you can't do. You may be down,
but you're not out as long as you believe and trust that you can rise up. Don't tell God about your great big problems. Tell your problems about your great big God. Step aside and let him solve them. You can win against all the odds. You can rise up, rise up, and be a better you. You can rise up, rise up. There's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out as long as you believe and trust.
Consideration for access to Rise Up was paid for this week by Columbia Nashville, Curb, and Warner Brothers.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Good morning. It's great to have you with us again. What a joy it is to celebrate the goodness of God today. I was just so blessed this last week. We have a ministry to kids on Wednesday night, and I'm a bus monitor now. I used to drive the Fit 25-passenger bus to pick up kids, and now we've had another guy come along that has a CDL with passenger endorsement, and so he's driving, and I'm kind of just on it riding and helping, and he brought a speaker with him, and those kids singing about the wonderful miracle working of God. And he put on a song and he said, I just love this song, The Goodness of God. Oh, we need to focus on the goodness of God. We need to remind ourselves that he is good and he is loving and his truth endures forever. And I was just so blessed that night to hear all those kids and the way home, just singing out the song, just declaring the goodness of God, the power of God, the miracles of God. You see, there's something so powerful when we step in and we begin to declare those things and speak those things out. And he is good. And he longs to show you his power and his truth today. And so I'm grateful that we have